My name is Christian Alvarez. I am 15 years old. Today is September 26, 2018, and I am interviewing my father. We are right now in New York, and yeah. So, Dad, tell me, where did you grow up? What was your childhood like?
I grew up in Mexico. My childhood, I can say it's divided in two parts, half happiness and half sad, because my childhood was in a very poor situation. I go through a lot of things that I don't expect them. But the good thing, the good side of my childhood is I enjoy for a short time my father until I made 10 years old. He passed away, and then my life started indifferent because I have to work to help my mom to bring the food to the table.
What was your relationship like with your parents?
I believe so. Even when we was in a really village far away from a city, I can't describe my parents or the relationship with my parents as a really lovely, respectful, and educated.
Okay. Tell me about your siblings. Were you close to them or were you like very far from them?
Well, my brothers, we are five in the family. I am the last member of the family. So we really grew up in different situations, because we are a different age, and I believe so the one I grew up together, it was my sister next to me, so we're okay. We have a communication, but it's really hard because again we grew up in different age. We grew up basically separate. Some of them, they have to immigrate to here, to the United States. So I don't even see him for like years. But we communicate each other.
All right. Did he like school? Why and why not?
If I what?
If he liked school.
Of course, I love school. I always say this when I was my younger age, 18, 20. I trying to go to the school. When I came to this country, 1996, I was 16 years old. But I have another opportunity because I came to this country with a vision. On the first thing that I pursued in this country is to support my mom, give her a better life, so she don't have to work anymore, because besides that she was old until she passed away in 2004.
Can you tell me where you came from and what the experience of coming to the U.S. was like for you?
Well, I came from a part of Mexico, the state, the name is Puebla. And I came from a village, the name is Acatlán de Osorio. And of course, it is a big difference when you jump from a small village. That I can just give you an idea. In my village, we don't even have buildings of five floors, four floors. I never see a building, only a houses that is only built by a one floor. I never see a train before until I come to this country. I never be on an airplane until I came to this country. And I never speak any other language besides my language that I was Spanish until now, because you know I motivate myself, I do my best. I went to school in this country for a few months in a private school, and then you know I make it happen though.
Were there difficult moments when you came to the US?
Well, of course, the first obstacle. I call it obstacle because, you know, the first thing that you really have to work on it, if you want to be, or you have, or you want to be something better than the normal, is you have to learn English. The first thing that you have to really motivate yourself and know the first thing is you must learn the language. That's the first thing. So if you learn the language, you can communicate with everyone in this country. But if you only keep in your life your own language that you bring in from your country, I mean, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to make your goals happening in this country. So, you know, yeah, as long as, you know, I've been in this country for like 2-3 years, from 1996 to 1999, I haven't known English at all. So from 2000 and after, I start going to school for a few months. You know, when I have money, I save money, so I can pay my private school so I can have better understanding about the language.
Okay. Can you think of moments where you felt welcomed and not welcomed as an immigrant?
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is a very important question about, because I'm even until today, now more with this president, Donald Trump, really we feel so really discriminate more harder than before. Because the politics, the way he visualized the life to humanity, this person is really hard for us as immigrants. But you know, besides that, I always keep on my heart, and I learned this even in the school, that this country is built by immigrants. No matter where you're coming from, as long as you bring your heart, as long as you bring your old values as a human being, morality, ethics, respect, you are really a part of this country. But sadly, due to the politics and the way of Donald Trump visualize the life in this country, I mean, it's getting harder for us, of course. To be immigrant is hard.
What was the hardest thing that you had to adjust when coming to this country?
Well, I don't really see anything that I have to adjust when I came to this country. You know, the only thing I can say again, the only hardest part to really understand or to learn, it was the language. Because when I came to this country, first of all, I came because I had some really needs. But I describe as a personal need, because it was to support my mom, to give her a better life. So basically, you know, I bring all the good things that I learned from my mom, from my father, that it was a be an honest person and be a hard work person and always respect to the elders. So it is not really big thing that I have to adjust on my life, because I learn respect, I learn education, I learn the hard work, I learn the honestly life that we have to go. So basically, you know, it's about only language. This is the only thing that I have to adjust. But besides that, I believe I have all these things that I need to be a respect human person in anywhere of this planet, United States, in anywhere. I have all these things. I have all the good manners that I have to show up to the society, so I can be, or I can feel that I'm on the same level to the others, that I have education and I haven't in my country. But I have all the respect. I have all the things that I need, though. So basically, it's not a much I have to adjust. All right.
What was the most surprising thing about the U.S.? Like, when you came here, like, what was the thing that surprised you the most?
I know it can sound weird, this answer, but I want to tell you the truth. One of the most impressive things that I see in this country is how really advanced it was. Because in my village, you know, you don't have water. In my village, you don't see so much or assorted foods to pick from. In my village, you don't see so many brand name stores. In my village, I haven't seen no train that I was seeing here when I came to this country. So basically, yeah, it's a lot of things that I get surprised by. Like, one of the main things that I'm saying again is because here, with a dollar, I can buy, like, I remember in 1996, I can buy on the corner of the store with a dollar, I can buy a burger. So yeah, it's a lot of things that I really get like surprised, and I really love it because, you know, as long as you work, you have money to spend and you can get anything you want. You can make it happen, anything you want in this country.
So what advice would you give to yourself when you were like a teenager, like in your 16, 17s and 18s?
Well, when I was 16 and 17 years old, again, I was already in this country. So I was basically alone. I had my older brother from my family. So basically, you know, the advice that I always received to myself, it was be careful. Don't hang out on the streets. Don't be late nights on the streets. Don't listen the bad advices or the wrong things that you want to listen in from your co-workers, because in this case, you know what I'm saying, again, I come to work, so basically, you know, I spend mostly my younger age on the grocery stores, restaurants, be a dishwasher, cleaning, porter person, stock boy. So you work with a lot of people though from different countries. So, you know, I always have a philosophy on myself as a human being. I mean, this country is hard to have a good friends. It's hard to find it. So I have no friends at all. I was basically alone, and I always pursue my dreams, that is to become something, to make something for my future and my mom.
All right. So, when I was born, how did that change you? How did becoming a parent change you from how you used to be?
Well, when you're born, you know, you are the second of my son, because first we have your sister. So, but again, you have to, and I always told you when we have a conversation here in the house, that we are a family, that we created this family with love. So as we create a family with love, you and your sister, we brought you to this life with love. We expect you, we was prepared, and of course you and Cynthia are our reason as a human being to become a better person every day, to give you an example of life. I become more disciplined, more responsible, more focused on what I want to be. And I hope you are the ones who go through this with me when I'm trying to do something to offer you a better life.
If you could raise me again, would you raise me differently? Or would you do anything else differently?
So far, no. I believe so. Everything that I visualized when I was a kid, I did it. I have nothing to change, because we're trying to do or to be as a best father or mother. We're trying always to advise you with a communication. We're trying to show you how is the real life outside on the streets, and how it should be when you become a father too in future. So if you have the opportunity to raise you again, I will raise you the same way, because the first thing that me and your mother, we we think or we thought about when you want to come to this life is the main thing that you, the any human being in this planet must have in their beginning of days of life must be love. You must be raised with love your kids at the same that we raise you with love. This is the main thing that humanity must know. Human being from newborn must raise with love and education.
What is your best advice for raising kids? Like, if you're gonna have a kid, what advice would you give them?
Well, I believe so. One of the main things that I learned when I was a kid, also from my father and my mother, this is the principle. This is the main, and this is the priority in every human being that must exist in any age of their life, is respect.
So kids should be raised to give respect to others.
Yeah, kids should be raised with values, moral, ethic, respect, love, and kindness.
Okay. When I first told you that I was gonna interview, what were your expectations when coming into this, and how did they change by the end right now?
Well, I'm really not surprised, you know, because I'm 37 years old. In this country, it's only two ways that you can have a life. One, you waste it. Second, you can use to be useful in your life future, in your day's future. So, you know, as you know me, I'm your father. I never waste my time. Right now, this generation of human beings, right now, this young generation that is coming up, they raise up with the technology, phones, games. I mean, all the good things that is a human being help to be an extraordinary person. I mean, I believe so the technology wipe out. So I don't have no anything on my mind that I can be strange or surprise me. Because, you know, as you know me, I'm a person that I always trying to read the news, investigate what's going on the wall, analyze what is good things for you as my son, what is the wrong thing that I have to really trying to tell you that, you know, don't do it, or trying to avoid it. So it's not things that I can be surprised by, because, you know, the only thing I feel really, I enjoy it, this interview, because it's the first time that, you know, we do together. And I really love it, because I want you know that I want to be in your side. I want to be in your days of your life all the time, because this is the way it is. This is the way I feel. This is the way it should be. Father and son enjoying their time together, doing things that will be helpful for your future.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome, Christian.
And there you go. That's the end of it. And done.